this is our third segment now about A Current Affair and Today Tonight. So how are you enjoying them so far, Tracy?
It certainly pushes our tolerance to the limit.
Maybe so, but the lessons just keep on coming. Just this week, for instance, you rescued my life savings by warning me not to invest in six-month-old babies.
Nine Network finance editor Ross Greenwood says stay away from companies like this.
I was just about to have a power lunch with that baby.
Very guilty, baby, very guilty.
On to today's lesson. Now, current affairs shows can be incredibly complicated, and that's why they employ subtle visualisations to aid our understanding. Like, for instance, Chaz, if I say to you, I've had a dog of a year.
Sorry, what?
I've had a dog of a year. It's an expression. I've had a dog of a year.
I've never heard
let
dog
me,
of it.
Let me show you.
For Murgamack, 2005 was a dog of a year.
I see. A dog of a year. Ah, now that makes sense. Look, what worries me, Andrew, is the spread of foreign ownership.
Sorry, the what of foreign ownership?
The spread of foreign...
Just look.
The spread of foreign ownership in Spain.
You see?
Elegantly explained. Almost as elegant as this demonstration of how much pot plants cost.
$1.7 million was spent on pot plants. Foreign Minister Alexander Downer's department, the biggest spender.
It's like money in the pot plant.
One thing I always found very confusing, actually, was the disappearance of baby Tegan. Mm. That was, at least until Today Tonight, explained it to me in terms I could understand.
A baby vanishes into thin air.
It's hidden in the subtext.
I don't know, it's too subtle for me, Andrew. I much prefer David Margan's down-to-earth approach on The Current Affair. Just look at the fine work he's crammed here into this one report about Telstra. First, he deftly explains the concept of a deceased department.
Finally, she finds the right department.
The deceased department.
See, now that's how you do it.
A deceased department.
That's how you do it. And then... he skillfully follows it up with this delicate visual metaphor.
Sort of felt like I'd been hit in the face with a wet fish.
Wet face.
Wet fish.
Very subtle techniques, I think. Although some would say they're like being hit over the head with a sledgehammer.
I don't know, Andrew. I thought it was more like having your teeth pulled out, scraping your fingernails down a blackboard, tearing your hair out, and being hit by a truck.
Actually, I don't know, I thought it was a bit more like being patronised by a farcically inane television presenter.
And that's one way of putting it.
Sure is.